take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you there, those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. So enjoy ours over at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. Steven is listening in Florida, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steven.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Steven, what's on your mind?
Well, there is a local radio show down here, a libertarian radio show, and the guy was, I listened to it for the first time last week, and the guy was basically giving Obama credit for, you know, the recession not turning into a Great Depression and so forth. And he also gave Obama, you know, and now he had his criticisms, he didn't like the health care thing, but he gave Obama credit for also being a peacemonger as opposed to a warmonger. Right. I called in and I said, well, actually, you know, Obama, he's up the troop level in Afghanistan. Basically, he's, as far as Iraq goes, he said that we're gonna basically wait and see until 2012. He said that he's gonna remove the combat troops, but he never said anything about the other troops, and they had an army general in NPR saying that, in fact, what they're going to do is they're just going to rebrand the combat troops as advisors or something like
that.
So they're all still going to be there.
Word games. Right. The amount of troops in Iraq really hasn't diminished much at all. It's my understanding that it's the same amount that was there at the height of the war. Now, maybe it has diminished, you know, 20-25%, something like that. But it's still a tremendous amount of troops in that country.
You're not a soldier now, son. You're a peacekeeper.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a military advisor. And now, keep in mind, this guy is—he pimps the Libertarian Party all the time. He's allegedly a libertarian. And then the other thing too is that
who is it? Is a local host?
Yeah, he's a local guy. I don't want to say his name. I guess I can though.
Yeah, you can.
Paul Malloy is his name.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of Tampa.
Okay.
He was also, I called up and we were talking about the economy. I was saying about, you know, this massive influx of new money since, you know, basically in the last couple of years, I think that they've created as much money in the last 2 years as they had created from 1913 until 2008.
Yeah, I want to jump in right there. And you had brought up that Obama says the recession is over and that, you know, we're saved. I don't think that's the case at all. The fundamentals have not changed. The United States government is still broke. They're still spending, you know, more than they can possibly bring in or possibly ever pay back. And what we're seeing now is simply a bump because they've thrown trillions of dollars at the fundamentals of the U.S. economy and Fannie and Freddie and the investment banks and so forth. So, sure, you throw that much money at a problem, and it's going to get better temporarily, but unless you fix the root cause of the problem, it's not going to help in the
long term. You can't get away from the economic realities. You cannot legislate away the effects of economics and supply and demand and all of
that.
And
big government strangling the people, and that's what's happening.
And he was given Obama credit also for – this is – where we really kind of got into it. But the other stuff we just talked a little bit about. He was giving Obama credit for the stock market being up. I guess the Dow or whatever was up above 11,000, and why wasn't this great? And I said, yeah, but there's a website you can check. It's called priceingold.com, and it tells you the actual value of things. And if you look at the actual value of the stock market, it's pretty close to an all-time low right now. As priced in gold, you know, in other words, as priced in something real. And he said, well, now hold on. He goes, that can't be right, because the reason why gold is more valuable right now is because people want it. The demand is up. I said, no, the reason why gold is so much more valuable right now is because it's real money and these green pieces of paper are not. And it takes more of those new, weaker green pieces of paper to buy the same amount of gold as it did, you know, 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
ditto
what
for
I'd say,
silver, ditto
what
for lead, ditto for copper, et cetera.
Now, what I'd say with this is happening with this Malloy fella is that he started doing a show because, well, you know, he's got whatever in him to do a radio show like Ian and I did from the beginning, and mostly, probably mostly Ian. He really built the show from the very, very beginning. And I just like sitting here and talking. You know, he's got whatever that is burning in his soul, and he's not going to be able to stand in front of principled people like you calling in and holding his feet to the fire. Because I remember our first couple few weeks on GCN, we were, you know.
Our syndicate.
Yeah, our syndicate. We were really just on a couple of stations, and it was Saturday nights, and it was a two-hour show, and you know, we were doing our same old shtick. And somebody called in and talked about gold is real money, and we chuckled at him, made a little bit of fun, and poked at him, and off he went. And then, you know, some of the things he said kind of ate at me, and I did a little more research, and more people would call in, and it wasn't more than 2 weeks, and I had changed my stance completely that the yeah. income tax was the most important issue, to the fact that the fiat currency, nothing's backing our currency, is the most important issue facing America today. So that guy changed the way I thought, and I think that's what's going to happen with this guy over time.
And the thing is I was very, when I was talking to him, I was very gracious and generous. I didn't talk down to him at all. And I don't know, I hope that helped. And I told him, I said, with all due respect, you know, I disagree. We'll have to politely disagree. I said it like that. I wasn't confrontational at
all. Yeah, the
sort
real trick,
help the guy along.
The real trick is to ask questions that get him to, you know, call his statements into question on his own. So when you can sort of phrase things that say, well, yeah, you know, you'll come up with your points as somebody's saying, you know, making some statement that's incorrect or inaccurate. And what you can do is think of that point and then turn it around into a question and pose it back to them. Well, how would it handle this?
Right. That's sort of the, wasn't that the Aristotelian approach, right? Wasn't that Aristotle?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
One of those old guys.
Socratic method?
Socratic
method?
That's what it was, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Steve?
You know, other than the, Right.
Do we look,
what is this stuff that you guys were just talking to the guy, something B? Nature B, that's right, yeah. One of the advantages of calling up and ordering Nature B is that you get to talk to a very cute-sounding New Zealander girl.
Right, I talked to the same one.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Okay. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. And I absolutely agree that approaching these people who are liberty-oriented, sort of, don't quite really get what it means to be a libertarian, approaching them with appreciation for where they are and how far they've come, and gently showing them the right direction. And I like your approach, Sam, of asking questions rather than spewing your liberty all over them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very important. It's important how you approach people. It's important how you persuade them to come on board.
And I think it's important to realize that this stuff takes practice. It takes, you know, doing it over and over again. I didn't come out of the gates perfect the first time, made a lot of people upset and got into some heated discussions. Yeah.
I've still got a lot of work to do. I'll still look back on a conversation that I had and realize that, what was I thinking? You know, I got distracted, or I shouldn't have gone in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just fun to fight, too, and that just goes nowhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned that. There was a controversy months and months ago on this program about a topless event here in Keene, and it was so controversial that somebody ended up deciding to leave the Free State Project over it, and they deleted their account off of the Free Keene Forum. And just today, I got an email from that same gentleman who wanted to bury the hatchet. He basically apologized. I was like, look, it's no big deal. It's just forum drama. You know, it wasn't. I don't take that stuff too seriously, even though it might seem like it at the time while it's happening. And I said, well, I'm glad that you're still out there. You know, and it's nice to hear from you, and glad to and thank you for the email. But it was kind of interesting that he sent me that email. And today was also the day when Topless Tuesdays started here. Anyway, 800-259.
That'll make us free.
800-259-9231. It's an event that is a difficult event because it's hard to convince the ladies to go and do it. It was Cassidy again, all by herself. But this time she had a baby with her. All right, more coming up. We'll talk more in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Bring us anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free. They include our listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, as well as the webcam and the listen lines. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking at taking a case to trial, you really need to know the rules of the game before you get involved. Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com was created by a lawyer who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. You can you get a 5-hour video seminar, a couple of two and a half hour audio classrooms, in-depth reference tutorials that dispel the mysteries of drafting pleadings, understanding the court's power, getting evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, and so much more. Jurisdictionary.com arms the average individual and teaches them how to use the court system. It does it in, you know, the average eighth grader could grasp it in 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great program. Sam, you've purchased it. As a matter of fact, I'm borrowing yours.
Yeah, somebody else wants that after you, by the way.
It's great. What do you think?
I enjoyed it. I really didn't understand the whole process. I started listening to Randy Kelton's Rule of Law radio show. It was something he recommended and said, look, this is what you need in order for us to even talk to you so that you understand the basics.
And, oh, wow.
And that's what it really gave me, was kind of a basic understanding of how the process should work, how you should be moving through filing motions in the beginning of a case, and, you know, what kind of things to watch out for at trial. And it pulled the curtain back a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls. Phil, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing this evening, gentlemen?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
I had a little bit of a conversation today with a friend of mine who is, let's just say he's a bit more of a fan of a bigger, more coercive government.
Okay.
And I don't know if he was asking the genuine question or mocking me when he started talking about, well, you know, how do we get to your pro-liberty government that you talk of when you don't have a government that protects it? I said, government's job is to not stand in the way of your liberty by creating all kinds of laws and so forth. I said, government should be, you know, liberty is the absence of someone telling you to be free, you must do this. And he started getting on to economics and so forth, and he says, well, you know, the way things are, how do you move to a, you know, this less coercive, less, smaller government that, you talk about? And I said, well, first of all, you disperse everything to more of a local level. That way the people themselves have more of an influence on what's going on.
I said,
that's your step, is that, you know, you try to get it to a state level. I said, then you try to get it to a local level, and you then try to minimize things as you go along. And I began to think that, you know, for a lot of people who may, and after I was done talking, he seemed a little more interested in my concepts. But I began thinking that there does seem to be occasionally a bit of a disconnect for people who don't understand the concepts of greater liberty and so forth. There isn't that pathway to get from, well, where you are now to where ideally things should be. And
right.
I'm thinking that maybe, you know, trying to convince people to go to more of that stair-step method to say, well, you know, to get from here to there, there's certain things that have to be done. And I think sometimes when people talk, and I don't know if you want to talk about guys necessarily, but, you know, people who do call up to talk about things the way they ought to be, but there isn't always a discussion of, well, how we get from here to there. And
absolutely,
you know, there should be those stair steps. And that's something I just wanted to kind of get out there for people to think about when you're having these discussions with people, to talk about, well, you know, first you need to do step one is get away from this growing centralized federal government that we have now. You want to talk about America, for example.
But before you get to step one on its own is an involved process, because in order to get to step one, you also have to get people to understand that there is no real value to them in having this big, overarching, centralized federal government. And that's where that's currently where we stand, because a lot of people look at the federal government and they have these fantasies about what it's supposed to do, and that, well, it's just not doing everything it should be doing because we don't have the right people, and so we need to spend the next 4 years of our life working to elect the right people. And then, of course, inevitably that will fail.
Yeah,
and
those people will turn out to be the criminals.
This particular gentleman, his big complaint was that, you know, we needed, in his case, he wanted more Democrats in there because he believed Republicans were, you know, all in the pocket of corporate lobbyists.
That's simple. Right.
You know, all of them in Washington are.
Sure. So
that's one of the reasons why maybe you should go to try to push for a strong, you know, first start with a stronger state government. I said, because wouldn't it be harder for these lobbyists to have to get into the, have to put in the pockets 50 different legislatures for them to do the one?
Let me tell you about, and they do have lobbyists on the state level, but let me tell you about the New Hampshire legislature. They have lobbyists, and here they have to wear, the equivalent of a big Jewish star on their shirt. They have to have a red, orange label that says that they are a lobbyist. So they're not even allowed to walk around like regular people. They have to have, this tag on them, which is fun. And there are 400 legislators in the New Hampshire House. So you know that they're not even buying these people lunch because it's not worth doing. You know, I mean, you've got one of the smaller states in the union, 1.3 million people. There's 400 legislators. It's not even worth the lobbyists. The lobbyists just go in there and they talk their case up, and that's really all they can do.
Yeah,
so they don't even bother sending them in.
Well, in that case, though, aren't you getting more of an effect if you're not having all this? This money and perks traded for votes in the legislature and so forth.
Yep.
If they wanted to do that on the state level, the 50 different states, you're looking at a lot more money spent out of these different all these special interest groups and corporations. They're spending a lot more money and resources that, in the end, it's not going to be worth it because, let's face it, different legislatures represent different groups of people, and it's going to make it harder for them. Realistically, that should be your first step. So if you want to reduce waste and influence for people you don't want influencing, I said, you got to get it down to a less centralized level. I said, because when you get to a centralized level, you're just painting a big target for these different groups to come in and say, hey, look, I'll treat you some expensive lunches. I'll give you trips to the Bahamas.
This is the Mark approach that I'm hearing is, you know, get involved with the political system, start rolling things back more local, state level, on and on and on. And I don't know if I agree with that. Ian, maybe you disagree, but the world as it exists today is a reflection of what people believe it ought to be. You know, we don't have slavery anymore, chattel slavery in America anymore, because people see each other generally as equals and don't think of people as property because their skin pigment is black. And so it's really, I think, the first step is changing hearts and minds and getting people to understand why it's immoral. The system, it just doesn't work.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think I agree with you both. And Phil, if you want to continue the conversation, I'll hang on to you here for a bit. 800-259-9231, because I want to delve into what Sam said there in a moment and take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you, as always, to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up and receive them via email or Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Pick and choose. Choose all three if you want. News.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you want to lose weight the easy way without having to change your lifestyle, you know, start exercising or change how you eat, try Lumathin Plus. It's LumathinPlus.com, and I've been taking it. It works for me. It's worked for me in the past, and I've started taking it again recently. LumathinPlus.com. You can lose weight the easy way at LumathinPlus.com.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls. Phil, I think, is still with us listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. We're talking about the issue, and it's a big one, of how to get from here to there, how to get from where we are today to a liberty-oriented, voluntary society where people are interacting on a consensual basis across the board. That's how it is mostly today. I mean, most people interact voluntarily with one another, consensually with one another. It's just that certain people, regular criminals and the government criminals, do not. So we have institutionalized violence in the form of government, and that's one of the things that I think we seek to end. And in order to do that, and Phil, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You're telling us that this is something that you come up against when you have conversations with people about liberty. Is okay, Phil. That's fine. Your ideas about freedom, but how do we get there? It sounds great. How do we get from here to there? And I think that I agree with you both, because Phil, you were saying that getting rid of the federal government would be a good first step, because it would essentially remedy a lot of the problems that we currently deal with, you know, the federal government being able to print money out of thin air and that financing the military-industrial complex and the warfare-welfare state and all of that. There are some real benefits to that idea. And, of course, what Sam is saying is part of that process, because, Sam, you're saying you need to change inside first, and then the world around you will change. You know, the reason why slavery doesn't exist today is because people change their minds about it. They change their hearts about that. And then, what their change inside manifested into into reality. I think that's all part of it. I don't think I hear Phil saying work within the system, because you can't work within the federal system to eliminate the federal government. That's just never going to happen. So you have to do, I think, what Sam's suggesting and show people that it doesn't have value. The idea of central control of government in general, coercion in general, doesn't have value. But it's probably easier to show them that on the federal level first than worrying so much about what's going on at the state government. I mean, if you can show them that there's no value to government at the federal level, it probably won't be so hard to show them, well, they're doing the same thing except on a smaller scale at your state governments.
Yeah.
And the idea of the whole rollback process, one of the things that brings people is that, you know, everybody in this country, in their own definition of it, they want freedom. Nobody, I don't think there's one person who says, oh, I'm anti-liberty in their own definition of liberty.
Sure.
And I think one of the things you have to show people is that, well, if you want liberty, who are the only people that go out there and try to, in essence, regulate liberty? It's the government.
Yep, they're the only organization that cares about whether you're free or not.
Yeah, and there's two parts, and I think. There's two parts to this equation, if I can jump in real quick.
Yeah,
part of it is really changing hearts and minds, but then there's also the part of your question was, well, how do we transition from where we are today? I mean, it's hard for people to comprehend a world where we don't have this monopoly police force, where the government isn't the only one deeding houses and settling disputes between people and all of these other things. So I think part of the equation is also to start creating these voluntary alternatives and start offering them out in the marketplace and do it in a way that's more efficient and more effective than government. And that means violating their laws and providing these services that they've claimed this artificial monopoly over. And that's where I think the role of civil disobedience comes into play. I think that the state, I don't think for a second that the federal government's going to say, oh, okay, states, well, you know, we're sorry, you're right. You guys are better off handling all of these issues on your own in a smaller, more decentralized
way.
We're going to give up our power and you can have it back, and we won't, you know, be going out with these lobbyists sending us around the world on trips these things.
When the state governments, so some of them are doing this 10th Amendment stuff,
yeah.
They're kind of toying around with the idea of state sovereignty or what nullification, as they're calling it. You know that when that gets to the Supreme Court, when the federal government challenges what they're doing, they're not following our rules, if they indeed don't follow them.
Yeah.
And it still kind of remains to be seen as far as I'm concerned.
That's where you bring up an excellent point. That's why I've kind of thought that maybe you have to take a two-headed approach to this. Because there is providing the alternative, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
But one of the things you have to do is that to take down a system as large and as mammoth and as complex as our current government is set up, you kind of have to do it both ways.
That's why I wouldn't advocate.
And that's why I say, you know, you want to advocate for finding the alternative, but at the same time, try to find ways within the system as well.
Well, that's where I disagree with you. I don't believe the answer is to take down the current government. I think the answer is to migrate away from it. I think the federal government is going to fail when people decide to stop paying it. It's not going to be all at once. It's going to be little bits here and there. First, it'll be a trickle. Then it'll turn into a stream. And eventually, they won't be able to operate because they don't have the people just obeying and obedience.
They need
obedience. We'll do whatever you want. Yes, master, you're in charge.
All governments exist because people agree with it. At some fundamental level, they agree that they should go along with the program and they should do what they're told. When people stop doing that, they lose the power. And they'll lash out like a dying animal. They may try to take some people down with them and hurt people in that process. But as they continue to lose consent and participation, they will lose their legitimacy. More people will opt out. And it doesn't take a complicated solution to solve what appears to be a complicated problem. You look at the federal government, you see, oh, my God, there's, you know, thousands of bureaucracies. There's billions of dollars here in play, trillions of dollars in debt, and all this complexity. It doesn't require a complex solution. It requires a simple solution. The simple solution is to stop believing and in them and to stop playing along.
What I'm advocating with the concept of also moving within the system. I'll give you an example. Look at the Free State Project. You already have members of, you already have free states who have been, who have managed to get themselves elected to this state legislature in New Hampshire, correct?
Yep.
And you have many more who are looking to run, both in the state legislature for the House and the Senate, if I read correctly.
That's correct. Many more, dozens more.
Well, believe me, the whole concept fascinates me. If I could ever find a way for my company getting moved up to New Hampshire, I'd join.
Sounds good.
That's something I'm pushing.
Well, you just sign up now, and then you sign up now, and then you create that future.
Now I just got to talk my wife into it.
Sign up now and create that future.
There you go.
I will tell you this. I think that in a sense is, in a way, that is working within the system. Because
sure
you're putting people within the government structure who have that a certain pro-liberty mindset. And I think that when I talk about, when I talk about taking down the federal government, because I'm not talking about in a forceful way, carrying economic collapse.
And I hear what you're saying, and I think I agree with it, Phil.
Constructing it down to a more basic level. And I think that the Free State Project with people... The free staters who have gotten themselves elected to government are doing exactly what I'm talking about.
If you're going to want to work in the system, you're right, Phil. Doing it at a state level is going to be more successful, especially at a place like New Hampshire where the system is more accessible than somewhere like California. You're just not dealing with as bureaucratic and burdensome of a system. But, yeah, trying to work within the federal system is impossible. But I agree with you that if you want to work within the system, and there are going to be people that do, because it's unrealistic to believe that everybody's going to hear what Sam or I say and like, well, okay, let's opt out.
It does help, though, too. I mean, I won't disavow
that. Working within
that.
The system, you
yeah,
mean?
Absolutely.
I think at a state level, it's important. But you need people within that system who are willing to say to the feds, no more, we're not going to cooperate with you anymore. It's that still, that comes back to that non-cooperation, whether it's individually or at a state level. Thanks, Phil, for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and you will find out there's actually no real noticeable difference in Amazon. When you first go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you'll see our little code up in the Amazon URL, but then the code disappears. Don't be afraid. If you don't see the code after the first page, that's okay. It's what's supposed to happen. What happens is Amazon sets a cookie with your browser that has our code embedded into it. So if you buy anything at Amazon within the next 24 hours at that point, we should get credit for it. But just to be safe, make sure you always enter through amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done, get the stuff you're looking for in dozens of categories. So many products, so many great deals, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, Todd is listening in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, what's going on with you guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
And hey, Sam, what's up?
Hey.
I don't know if you guys heard, but there's been an interesting story that just came out today by the Guardian newspaper.
The UK Guardian?
Apparently, the Boy Scouts of America has been rocked by a sexual abuse scandal.
Again?
Well, yeah, $18.5 million payout to a plaintiff who was molested by a former assistant scoutmaster.
Oh, boy.
Now, why is the Boy Scouts of America responsible for a scoutmaster molesting a scout?
According to The Guardian, they kept, and this is my understanding of reading the article, they kept what is actually known as perversion files of a lot of these scoutmasters. And apparently, if I read this right, I think there was plenty of them, like lots of them. And this has been going on for about at least 75 years. But that's according to the Guardian newspaper.
Yeah, well, the Guardian has nothing to lose because that's a UK newspaper, right? And, the Scouts are an American institution, right?
Basically. But this is really, I mean... The fact of the matter is that we're talking about, an organization that pretty much excludes gays
and atheists.
And atheists. And they get taxpayer funding for it, too, while they're at it.
Really? What do they get taxpayer funding for, specifically?
They've been getting taxpayer funding for years. I don't know the specifics. I remember Penn and Teller BS actually covered this. So they basically have been getting funding for different sorts of things. I'm not entirely sure what they're getting the funding for. That's never been really officially been made clear. But
I think Sam actually has pulled up the story here. We'll see if we can get some more information on this. But that's a pretty big payout, $18 million for alleged molestation.
Right, but you know he's not going to get all of that. Some of it's going to be going to his attorney.
I'm sure most of it will go to the attorneys.
Yeah, most of it will be going to the attorneys. But this is really, really damning of the Boy Scouts, particularly when, well, because this is rivaling the Catholic Church.
Is it rivaling the Catholic Church? I don't know. I mean, the Catholic Church has survived. I'm sure the Boy Scouts will survive. People will rationalize this, and they'll say, well, it was just a few bad apples.
I do think this has some sort of a very bad mark on the Boy Scouts. I've never been a fan of the Boy Scouts, but, hey, you know, to each their own.
Tom, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Anything popping out there at you, Sam, initially?
Well, just the first thing, and I was scanning this article as Todd was going on, but it's saying there here that they've settled a lawsuit with somebody, but yet they still have thousands of these perversion files, which I guess would be some kind of incident reports, and that they're refusing to release those. So this is the Boy Scouts of America protecting people in its organization who are apparently, you know, suspected at least of abusing children.
I think that one of the problems there is the way that the system is set up. Because if you if the Boy Scouts of America, you know, sort of release these files, then what they're doing is they're if they release them immediately upon finding them, you know, once they felt they had gotten enough information, and that's a tenuous gray area. When do you have enough information? Then they release the file. Then the whomever it is that is helped by that information is going to sue them,
right.
And they shouldn't be, because you know the Boy Scouts of America had really almost nothing to do with my Cub Scout experience. It was basically run by the people that were doing it there. You know, they had the sort of the books, and we took the oaths, and we followed the little their little setup. But what did the Boy Scouts of America have to do with my Cub Scouting experience?
Right.
Really nothing.
Well, you know, and if they took action based on these allegations, I think they would fare pretty well going through the court saying, look, you know, we provide some guidelines here, we do this, we register the scout leaders or whatever it is they do, I don't know. But if they're protecting them, and these records show a repeated history of these things occurring,
that ain't good.
Yeah.
But I think that the system does incentivize them to try to protect themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
And consequently, whomever it is that they might be protecting in the process.
Yeah, they want to cover it up. They want to settle out of court. They want to keep it under the radar.
The lawyer here, I'm looking at the same story from the Guardian, guardian.co.uk. Lawyer in the case says the scale of the award to Lewis reflects a heightened awareness of sexual crimes against children because of the recent revelations about the Catholic Church. Also said the jury was shocked by the existence of what the court or what in court were called the perversion files. He said, we said they had 75 years of secret files about pedophiles, and that's the way the evidence came in. I think that that fact in itself was just staggering to the jury. They had a regular practice of placing guys on probation, and they would allow them to continue to be active in scouting, not unlike some of what you saw in the Catholic Church. Dykes confessed his abuse in 1983 to the local scouts coordinator, who also happened to be a Mormon bishop, but was allowed to continue working with the scouts. This is the guy who was accused. Lewis said he was molested by Dykes over the following 2 years. The Mormon church settled with Lewis and seven other victims of Dykes more than a year ago. And so there's more here. The routine was they would deal with it internally, said the lawyer. They would also place the pedophile, or they would place the pedophile on their list of ineligible volunteers, and if it was droppable, they would drop it, and it was done. There were numerous examples of scouting executives saying, let's keep this quiet. He's out of scouting now, so we don't need to do any more about it. There was definitely a misguided sense of priorities. I feel like $18 million is a lot. And I don't know what had gone on. I mean, what do they call molestation? I mean, to me, molestation is unwanted sexual activity. And I know people want to say that young people cannot possibly want things like this. But I think there's a difference between holding somebody down and touching them in their private parts and, you know, and getting their consent to practice on. I mean, if this little boy said, okay, it's fine, then I don't think $18 million is an appropriate amount.
But kids are so easily influenced by an adult.
Especially by an adult in authority. This guy is the scout master, and the parent drops them off and says, look, that's the guy that's in charge.
I see what
while
you're
we're
saying.
Here, he's in charge. And when, you know, power, especially with children, I mean, power exists as power exists. They do what they're told. They have evolved that way for a reason, because that's how they live and survive and thrive. So somebody who abuses that power is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the worst kind of sicko.
I see where you're coming from.
I know you
there.
Had experiences.
I had experiences with somebody who was close to my age.
Yeah,
that was
much closer to
a few years away. I mean, they were maybe twice my age, but I was 10, he was 15.
That's not twice
16.
The age.
That's true, not twice.
Yeah, your age and a half again.
Yeah.
Probably the way you would say 50% that.
50% older.
But you wouldn't look at that person as an authority figure. They didn't have power.
No,
over you, they weren't even the hall monitor.
You convinced me. So, but still, $18 million seems like a lot, nonetheless.
Well,
that's
part of it's punitive. The question is, it's not, you see, if for whatever reason a kid gets molested.
Sure, I guess the scouts are paying, not the guy. So
I don't know who they're paying. They're probably paying.
I imagine the scouts are the ones paying the $18 million.
Yeah, they're probably paying
the
it to the, yeah, the Dykes
the molester.
Is probably not paying it. So the scouts are paying for the fact that they hid the information. And as far as I'm concerned, punitive damages should be high, because that's where you did the wrong thing. It's one thing to be negligent, and I don't know how the scouts could have stopped kids being molested. I don't know how they could, and I don't think they should be held responsible for that. What they're responsible for is taking the information, hiding it under the rug, kicking people out, then not giving the information to the police or whatever it is that they were supposed to do.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think the fact is that people like this Dykes character are attracted to roles like this.
Yes.
And if you're sending your kids to the scouts, then there's a real possibility they're going to encounter someone like this. There were allegations when I was involved years ago about one of the people there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.